so we'll call the meeting to get order and get started with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nikki says she's trying.
Okay. Is she not able to connect with the teleconference? Or...
Well, I just learned what just got on, so...
Okay.
Maybe she called, but did it right before.
Yeah, but she should have put her on hold. You would have thought... That's okay. Roll call, please.
Hey.
We'll keep trying.
Glenn?
Here.
Arlene?
Here.
Susie?
Here.
Nikki is trying. Brenda? And Hillary.
Hillary's on her way. She'll
Tiffany.
Be a little late. Here. We do have four, so we have a quorum. Move on to others in attendance, and we'll start in Sandpoint. Wait, say your name and move that way.
There's Nikki.
Marissa Williams from KSDP.
I'm Nora Sibelius, student from Sandpoint School.
Lily Cypher, principal Sandpoint.
Dave Nielsen.
Nate Julian.
Mike Cypher, the superintendent. And...
Oh.
So sound like that game operation.
And okay, and Brenda's with us. And King Cove, you want to name off who else is in attendance?
Nikki's on too. Okay.
Go ahead, start over there.
Emily.
Elena.
JC.
Brenda Wilson.
Gary Lamar.
Ava Lamar.
Mark Mitchell.
Amanda Turnbull. Nat Back.
Okay.
That's it.
They say the best for last.
Thank you.
Don't we won by age.
It doesn't look like we have anybody in the Sandpoint Library or on the...
False Pass.
Dylan. It doesn't look like anybody in False Pass, and I'm assuming that's...
Acatan,
that's black? We have Nikki on the phone. Is there anybody else on the phone? Hearing none, we'll move on to approval of the agenda.
Is there anything to add?
We revised it.
Or what?
Oh, this is the revision?
Yes.
Should you have a revised agenda?
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the revised edition of the agenda.
Second.
Oh.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Susie?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to minutes, we have minutes from regular meeting held February 3rd, 2017, and the special meeting held April 6th, 2017. What are the wishes of the board?
If it's okay with the board, I'd make a motion to approve both together as a block.
Motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Glenn, seconded by Arlene. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Nikki? Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Recognitions and presentations. Do we have any, Mr. Seifert? Nope.
No.
Okay. Moving on to public comment, and we'll start with the phone. Is there anyone on the phone that wants to make any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move to King Cove. Any public comment?
Any public comments? No one? No one.
Okay, thank you. Sandpoint, any public comment? Nope. All right. Moving on to student reports, and we'll start with King Cove Asab. Floor is yours.
Go ahead.
All right, for the King Cove Asab, we have here Emily, Elena, and Dylan. So, take it away. Emily, why don't you go first?
First off, I'd like to thank the board for approving, I don't know how to say that.
Approving.
Our student council.
approving our student council to raise money to send more than 2 delegates to Ottawa. It was a really great experience, and I encourage more people to fundraise to send more than 2 people. My favorite part of the conference was the region meetings, and that's when everybody from Region 1, which is the region we're in, gets together and talks about the resolutions that are brought to Ottawa. And it's just really cool to sit down with everybody from your own region and talk about the resolutions, to figure out what they're about, see if we want to pass them or not, and just to be a part of that process was really fun.
Okay.
Like Emily said, thank you guys for letting us go out and raise money to send our delegates. And one of my favorite parts of the entire conference was that we were in June and we got to go downtown and see all everything, like the Capitol, and we were all with our friends, so it was really fun.
Well,
yeah, thank you guys for letting us go. It was really fun. The second time going to Juneau, and it's still really nice. And my favorite part was when we got to go get a tour of UAS from Danielle, and she showed us all that, and it's a very nice college.
Okay.
Excellent. Any comments or questions for the students from the board? Thank you, guys.
Any comments or questions to the board? Okay.
Thank you, you three. Excellent report. Do we have a Sandpoint OSOG report?
Yeah. Don't be shy.
You can come right up so they can see you. So you can come up to the end of the table.
Want me first?
No, I want to go first. Okay. Okay, so thank you guys for letting me go to OSOG for my second time. And I would have to say that you learn a lot about leadership and you make new friends, which is really amazing. And my favorite part was going to the Capitol building, seeing all the structures, and we actually got to meet the governor and talk with him a little bit. So thank you guys for letting us go to OSOG.
Cool.
Thank you for letting me go. It was my first time, and I liked it because we got to like meet a lot of new people and talk about like other issues that were happening at other schools, and we think about like what our school was going through. And best part was going to UAS and looking at college and getting me ready because I'm gonna be a senior next year. And thank you.
Any, hold on, we haven't let you go yet. Any comments or questions from the board? What did you guys talk to the governor about?
He showed us a video on like the structure of the whole building and when it was made and things like that.
Anything else? Thank you guys. Excellent. Next we have the Kinko close-up report.
Just ma'am, on behalf of Close Up, we just want to thank you for all your support, and we have some kids. It was a very successful trip, and we're done beginning with JC. Your experience about the trip?
I had a lot of fun on Close Up. It was pretty great. The people I stayed with was great. Joseph, you know, and all the stuff that I saw and learned about was pretty amazing.
Thank you. Okay. Dylan?
Close Up was really fun. It really reminded me of OSOG, but you know, with a lot more people. And I really liked it when we went to the World War II Memorial. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. And we did
last.
Yeah, it was a really fun experience for me, being the first time I've ever left the state of Alaska. It was cool to see all different things than other states. And we had, my favorite part was a mock debate we had, just to see like how that was run with everybody from the whole trip. It was really cool.
Okay.
All right. Any comments from the board for our students? Excellent. Thank you for the...
We have some really fine kids representing us when they go over there. They're very, very nice kids, with, even in town, all the time. I'm very proud of all of them. And I'm sure they represented us well. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Next, we have the Sandpoint close-up report. Joseph, you're a junior.
A double whammy.
I just want to say we had a blast in DC, and we are, and
we collected. Well, I'll speak for the class that we would like to thank you for the borough for the donation that you guys gave to us. It was such an awesome experience. Personally, I thought it was phenomenal learning about memorials, and I learned a lot of new stuff. New York was very overwhelming, but it was amazing. Glad to interact with a lot of people. And yeah, we got to tackle on some issues, which was really important for me because I feel like every student should know how to handle an issue, especially if it's critical or something. So.
Yeah, adding on to what she said, yeah. Seeing like all the issues that other schools are going through, it was cool to like see like what other issues there are, because some of the issues we were talking about in the debate, we don't really have here. So it was kind of cool to learn about other things.
Did you guys go to the Holocaust Museum?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was emotional.
It was
very
amazing.
Sad, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was a rough one.
Yes, it was amazing.
Did you have cronuts in New York?
Cronuts? No.
No. Oh,
they sell out.
They sound
fast.
Good.
Oh, okay. No, it's great.
Is it food?
Yeah, it's a donut, but it's a cross between a croissant and a donut.
Yeah, it sounded like donuts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean that. Sorry about that. But they're good.
I wanted two.
Oh, no.
I
mean,
okay.
It sounded like cornuts, didn't it?
Now I'm getting red.
On that note, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
I thought everybody wanted
a
cronut. A croissant, cross between a croissant and a donut. You can never, they sell out like before in like 2 hours or something. They made their day.
What else? You couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So we'll move on to board reports. I'm not sure if we have anybody besides me that's traveled since the last meeting, but I did attend, last week I attended the Alaska Education Challenge meeting that the department, or DEED, is putting on as part of the Community and Community Ownership Committee. We're going to be meeting three more times via teleconference, talking about how we can transform public education in the state of Alaska. And this initial meeting was just tossing out all sorts of ideas. What can we do that doesn't cost money? I like everything costs money. But did we lose Kinko? Oh, no. It just went to the school. Mm. Okay, that's weird. Yeah, so nothing really to report from that other than it was a great meeting. Got a lot of committed individuals there. And talking about how to transform Alaska education, and specifically for this committee, tribal and community ownership. Something that was tossed around a lot, which I thought was interesting, I don't know how it would work, is self-governance and compacting education and BIA schools. And I don't know how much traction that will get, just because, and we have a lot of non-Native students, even in our Native villages, but it was tossed out a lot. And that's all I have.
And what conference was that, Tiffany?
The Alaska Education Challenge. And moving on, that it was the DEED invited me to be a part of that. AASB nominated me as a school board member. Superintendent's report. Well, unless there's any questions. Any more questions for me?
You just answered. I wonder how that
okay.
to go.
It was a little funny because they said they wanted school board members on all five of the committees, and they asked AASB to nominate people, and so they nominated people for all the different committees, and then they announced that we were all on committees, but they didn't necessarily ask us for that after they announced publicly that we were on committees, and they said, "Oh, hey, do you want to be on this committee?" Like, well, you announced it last week, so sure, yeah, guess I'll be there. Superintendent's report.
You have my report in your packet. Do you have any more questions or?
Take that as a no. Nothing to add. Next, is there any district correspondence anyone would like to pull for discussion?
I just out of curiosity, did we were going to talk about how many kids? What was it? Kids at opening day or
tardies?
Tardies.
Oh, Rena was gathering it together, and she didn't get done by the
end
of the
okay.
day. But I did want to make the comment just that we were looking at tardies at the beginning of the day. We are making some adjustments to the schedule so that, like, for instance, one of the classes that we had a lot of tardies was English first period, so we shifted some of our academic classes to a little later in the day so that we do have that issue of tardies. But when she was generating the report, I was having a hard time giving her direction on how to do it because it's kind of an isolated group of kids, and so, like, confidentiality-wise, I wasn't sure how to present the report. Yeah. It's not a rampant issue among all of the kids. There's a select few families and groups that tend to be the kids that are tardy each day. But it's a low percentage of our kids, but of the kids who are tardy, it's a high percentage of days that they're tardy, so
if
that's making sense. Yeah, that makes sense. So it's a low percentage of kids, but those kids are pretty habitual with the tardies.
Can I just add that I've talked to Rena, and we're going to go through that tomorrow to try and
okay,
find
yeah,
a little
bit
more.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to figure
more.
Out how
yeah.
can we generate a report that's easy to look at that doesn't pinpoint certain names of kids, you know, without
okay.
giving up too much confidentiality.
Okay. Any more questions? Any correspondence anyone would like to pull for discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to the business manager's report, starting with the current financial report. Mr. Nielsen?
The current report is in your packet, and I don't have anything to add at this time.
Are there any questions for Mr. Nielsen at this time regarding the current financial report?
Do you?
We need a motion
okay.
to adopt.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adopt.
I'll second.
Is there any further discussion? The motion moved by Glenn, seconded by Hillary to adopt the current financial report. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki? Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany? Yes, motion carries. Moving on to FY17 budget revision first reading. Mr. Nielsen?
Nothing to add from what is in your packet.
What are the wishes of the board?
It's just for the first reading, right?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to put it on the floor for the first reading.
Second.
Moved by Glenn, seconded by Hillary to move the FY17 budget revision to the floor for first reading. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please. Susie?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda? Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany? Yes. Motion carries. Next, we have the FY18 budget first reading. Materials are in the packet. Mr. Nielsen, anything to add?
Nothing to add at this time.
What are the wishes of the board? I guess we should note that this is built on a 5% decrease based off of the information that we're getting from Juno, correct?
Correct.
And that's in the state funding. Okay.
I make a motion to the first reading.
Second.
Moved by Susie, seconded by Arlene to move the FY18 budget for first reading. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany? Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to department reports. Thank you, Mr. Nielsen.
Thank you.
We have the activities report. Mr. Lamar, the floor is yours.
Activities. Oh, I've handed it in, my report in, and if there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer them along with the schedule for next year.
Are there any questions for Mr. Lamar? Quiet group tonight.
I know. I'm tired or something.
Hearing none, thank you. We'll move on to special education and Ms. Seifert.
I'll go along that same vein. You have my report. I don't have anything further to add, so unless you have questions.
Any questions for Ms. Seifert?
It's going to be a fast meeting.
Yeah.
No, you
thank
don't know
you,
that.
Ms. Seifert. Moving on to technology, Mr. Julian.
I do have something to add. As of 7 o'clock, I got notification that we were approved for our appeal for the full amount of $927,000.
That only took, what, all year?
It only took all year, yes.
Okay,
great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
And besides that, I have nothing else to add.
Well, that was a good
That's
ad.
A good No kidding.
All right, any more comments or questions for Mr. Julian? Hearing none, thank you. Thank you for keeping on top of that appeal. Well worth it. So next on the agenda, we have executive session to review the superintendent's evaluation. I'd entertain a motion to enter executive session.
Moving on to new business, superintendent contract. Just for the record, we did do the superintendent annual evaluation. It was very good. We're very happy with the superintendent and the job he's doing. Had a great discussion with him. Very happy with the job right now. And right now, there are, after this year, there remains a couple of years on the contract. So next year, we'll come back and discuss it again. But we are very happy with the job Mr. Seifert is doing right now. Thank you for being here. For staying here. Moving on to the 2017-18 school calendar. We had some discussion and comments on this earlier today during the workshop and are asking the staff to go back and take another look at the calendar. So I would entertain a motion to table this until the next meeting.
I'll make a motion to table the calendar.
I'll second.
Throw it out and whatever. I'm just kidding.
Been moved by Glenn, seconded by Susie, to table the calendar until the next meeting. Okay. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany? Yes, motion carries. Next we have board policy revisions, the zeros through 2000s, 7000 through 9000 first readings. The board met 2 weeks ago to do a full review of the board policy. So over the next few months, we'll be doing some first readings of the policies which were reviewed. And after they've all been moved for first reading, then we'll adopt them as a whole later in the year. But I would entertain a motion from the board to move said policies for first reading.
I make a motion to move board policy revisions for first reading.
Second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Hillary?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Tiffany? Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to personnel and new hires. We have one new hire, Christopher Markham Elementary in King Cove. What are the wishes of the board?
I
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Glenn, seconded by Hillary. I was writing on the room. Is there any discussion?
It's a bad thing to make for everybody.
Hearing none, roll call. Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to resignations, we have one resignation in the packet from Michelle Gunderson resigning as SPED aide. What are the wishes of the board?
Move to approve or accept.
I'll second.
Moved by Glenn, seconded by Susie to accept the resignation. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next, we have board member comments. Brenda, you want to start? Do you have any board member comments?
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Well, I've been in this school, and I've been in the Sound Point school. I was just over there last week for a week, and I'm really impressed. I heard some negative comments about people leaving, and even our people here. I talked to them all, and they all have personal situations, family lives. One's going to graduate school, and the only way she can do that is to go somewhere else where she can have better internet. But being able to do graduate studies is very hard for her here, so she felt very sad having to do it. Others, you know, got married and are moving to be closer to their wife, and I didn't approve that, but someone gave me a wedding invitation and expected me to be happy, and I was going, I'm still not happy just because you got married, but you're leaving, so. But we've got some wonderful staff that are coming on board. I was in on some of the interviews. I think the ones that we're getting here are going to be a tremendous asset to the community. The ones you guys are getting in Sandpoint are going to be fresh and new and excited and happy and ready to join that force that's there already. And from what I saw in the Sandpoint school, people are happy. People and kids are mostly happy. And so you have to look at the good things that are out there and the happy things and kids getting good grades and being able to read these kids with their essays. They are tremendous. I mean, those are essays that I wouldn't have been able to write when I was in high school in Mrs. Crochet's class. So, you know, from all over our district, not just... But I look at the resources they have now. The abilities that they have are tremendous. And so I think we have to, yeah, there's all kinds of things that happen, but we have to look at the good things that happen. And a lot of times we forget that. And as a school board, I think we're there to celebrate things sometimes that are very important. We're raising little humans that are gonna be big humans. And I've always had an ulterior motive. They're gonna take care of my butt when I get old. So. They got to have the best instructors, the best people to be there and care for them, and when they're little, to comfort them and guide them, and I think we're doing that. Our scores show that when they do testing, and their honesty, I think, in their answers to the questions they answer each year, we get to review those. So I think it's important. We need to also look at the good things in our district, and I'm sorry, I try and look at the good things a lot. Lately, so alrighty, thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Nikki, do you have any board comments?
No, I don't.
Alright. Anybody here?
Well, I agree with Brenda. You know, it starts at the top, you know, and us, and it shows up at the schools, you know, with the staff being positive, and you can see that on the kids I have. You know, I got up there, and it's nice to see.
Anybody?
I talked to the students that came back from the close-up trip, and every one of those kids had such a good time. they really enjoyed it. A lot of them are saying, well, they want to go back to New York.
I heard. Never
you
been
know? And I was talking to the students, and they just had such a great time. I think this is a great opportunity for, you know, our communities that we go and we support them. I mean, they have 12 students, Tiffany?
13. Yep. Was it 13? We had 13.
13 students?
Maybe it was 13 with Mr. Sills.
Yeah.
So
and they had to raise a lot of money, and they did
it.
And I just like to thank everybody for helping and supporting them.
Amy,
and to continue, because we have another group coming up.
Amy asked me to do burgers at the concert, so the close-up's going to be selling hamburgers after the concert, so spring concert.
When's the spring concert?
When's the spring concert?
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Really?
Tiffany's birthday. You said you didn't want a meeting on May 3rd, but we have the spring concert. On
yay!
Kindergarten graduation, May 4th.
Aww. Aww.
You're not here?
No, I have other stuff. Any other board comments?
I'd just like to piggyback off of Susie and Brenda, too, and thank the Seiferts. I never know which way to pronounce it. But you guys are doing a great job, and it's showing. And I'd like to keep you guys for the long haul. So that's all I had. Thank you.
The kudos to Nathan.
Oh,
keeping
I
this
connected. I don't know about that DRS. I had a hard time, so don't talk to me. No.
You weren't here when we had the other company.
No, I didn't say
I was.
Hey, they were offering to put about $1.5 million infrastructure in the community. It just killed a lot of other stuff that could have happened in the community. That's what really hurt.
Moving on.
Anyway.
No more board member comments? All right. Moving on to agenda items for the next meeting. We'll probably have more first readings of more policies. The 2017-18 calendar, the FY17 budget second reading and adoption, the FY18 budget second reading and adoption. We'll have senior trip reports, the PICA trip reports, the PICA reports. Will scholarships be on the next one?
Yes.
Yep, okay. Anything else I'm missing?
We were talking about compensation.
Compensation.
So we'll bring that up at the next meeting.
Anything else? Date, time, location. Jade, any recommendations?
May.
How about Hawaii?
Huh?
How about Hawaii?
I think we should do that.
Hawaii.
She's a pick on that AHA all the time, but maybe it's time.
I'm throwing out. Are we going to call this a regular meeting or a special meeting? Because if we do regular,
all that would be a regular meeting.
So we're going to have reports and everything in it. Because May 2nd was. We need to do the scholarships before May 10th.
Do you want
to
do scholarships in a special meeting? Just like a really, can we just come together and
do
it for scholarships?
Can we do scholarships and the calendar in a special meeting? Just two items?
Hopefully you guys get that.
I'm going to be busy traveling every graduation.
Right, and there's
like before graduation, this has to be because of the scholarships.
Right.
That's next week. It's a week from now.
Yeah,
right.
That's
are they going to be able to get something back to us?
Oh, where do you
think
it? Oh, I think I could fix that if you want me to.
May 2nd?
At what time?
In the morning? No, Jimmy's is in February.
Oh. For regular special ones.
For a special one, just have like scholarships and calendar.
Okay.
Yes.
We do it in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Do it.
What day, is that? I'm really swamped with clients in the day, for goodness sake. No,
yes.
Actually, I won't even be here. I'll be in a meeting. If you had it at night, I have to go to the addictions conference in Anchorage, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So if you had it after 5 o'clock, I'd be able to attend.
Yes, and our plane schedule's changing in May. It's supposed to be here by
4:30.
So if we had a meeting by 6, Brenda and I would be able to make it.
All right.
I'm fine.
Perfect.
And what day was that?
6,
May
2nd. May 2nd. God, that's ringing a bell in my head for some reason, but I don't have anything on my phone. Teleconference. And we'll figure out our regular meeting then.
Yeah. Don't we have anything else?
Okay. If you have dates, you're going to be gone in May, you can send those to me. That way, when we're coming up with the next date, you can have one kind of set. I'm here, but I have meetings, so I'll let you know what days I'm just not available.
All right, so that said, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Arlene, second by Glenn. Is there any objection?
No.
We are adjourned.